Well, President Trump, as you well know, he's long mused about privatizing the Postal Service. And as you mentioned, the Commerce Secretary was sworn in today. And here's what the president had to say about USPS during that ceremony.
Well, we want to have a post office that works well and doesn't lose massive amounts of money. And we're thinking about doing that. And it'll be a form of a merger, but it'll remain the Postal Service. And I think it'll operate a lot better than it has been over the years. It's been just a tremendous loser for this country. Tremendous amounts of money are being lost.
It's undeniable that the Postal Service, does that strengthen the case for privatization?
That's a difficult question because it's an ideological question. So let's look at this from the big picture. The United States has had a Postal Service longer than we've been a country. It was founded in 1775. Obviously, the country was founded in 1776. Until 1970, the Postal Service didn't have a profit motive. Its motive was to serve people all across the country with equal and reliable service. We changed that in 1970 it's a long story we don't need to get into right now, but we changed that to be more of like a crown corporation or a government-sponsored corporation. So what do we lose without an independent postal service? Well, this is an agency that belongs to all of us. It doesn't belong to the White House. Because it's independent, it has an obligation to serve all of us equally, reach everybody's address with the same service and the same pricing. A privatized postal service or one in which mail delivery becomes political will not have those same motivations.